Hey guys, it's Monday, which means we're in the podcast studio. We're talking with Lydia Guyton here on Day by Day, and we're talking about life in the glass house. And so Lydia, you've talked about praying for pastors and their families about just refreshment and just being able to rest. And then you talked about your family and their mission work of just constantly going out into different places and how we can be praying for that. Talk to us about another one. How else can we be praying for pastors and their families?
One of the things that I would want people at my church or anybody to pray for us, it's for me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the most pressure is on us.
Mm.
And it's not easy sometimes,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's like all the eyes are focused on us. And, like, if we do something wrong or if we do something bad or if we do something good or if we do even something, like amazingly good for God, you know, the enemy is always there.
Yeah.
And I know because I lived that stage of my life that Satan got me really bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was not a good part, I know that for sure. God showed me a lot of things through that little face that I had.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad face, but still I know that the gift that God gave me to encourage people and just to be there for them and to have that touching gift that I have.
Mm-hmm.
It like faded because I was so focused on me.
Yeah.
That I was focused on anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that it's a prayer for us, not only me and my brother, because I know my brother for sure is gonna get in that age that, you know, he's going to have to face those things too.
Yeah.
And just to be strong in God and just to, like be focused on what we need to be, like, on God, you know, just put our eyes on him.
Yeah.
Because it's just not hard. It's just hard as a missionary kid and also as a pastor's kid.
Yeah.
Because it's a pressure.
Yeah. There, you know, and all the ones that we've talked with, they've kind of conveyed the same idea. There's these unspoken expectations, I think, a lot of times. And from what we've heard from the others is, hey, we're just kids, we're just humans. And so I think that's a great reminder that just like you said, we all have our struggles. We all go through hard times. And so to pray for PKs and MKs, just like you would pray for any other family and their children. And so, what a great reminder, Lydia. I appreciate that. And we'll be praying for you and your brother. All right?
Thank you.
Next Monday, our last episode with Lydia. So be sure to join us for that one.